Before we get to this week's Summer of Stein podcast, I want to take a moment and thank our sponsor for this podcast. And those are friends over at Filter Easy. And just because Eric Stein is always unfiltered doesn't mean that your home's air conditioning unit needs to be too, because you can outsmart your chore list by signing up for Filter Easy. Sign up in under 5 minutes on your computer or on your phone, and they can get you a free filter with your first order at filtereasy.com or by calling 1-855-910-EASY. That's 3729. Make sure to use the offer code ROB. The vast majority of homeowners and renters forget to change their air filter regularly, which when it's so hot right now like it is all over the country, you want to make sure that you're doing that regularly, because the EPA ranks indoor air quality as one of the top five environmental health risks. And routine replacement of your home air filters is one of the primary means to improve indoor air quality. We've got a lot of allergy sufferers at my house. We've been running the air conditioning for a couple of weeks over here with our Filter Easy filter, and we've got no sore throats, no runny noses. Very happy with what we've gotten from Filter Easy. It's a convenient subscription service, something that you need for your home, and it's super practical and a no-brainer solution. For the listeners of our program, you can get that first order free when you visit filtereasy.com or by calling the number 1-855-910-EASY. That's 3729. Make sure to use the promo code ROB. Sign up at filtereasy.com to get your first order for free. That's filtereasy.com. Call 1-855-910-EASY. Make sure to use the offer code ROB and get your first air filter for free. Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here. And while the summer of Steve may be over, the summer of Stein is still going strong. That's right. Please welcome back to the podcast the great Eric Stein. Eric, how are you?
Well, Rob, after getting feedback from the RHAP network executives, I'm a little surprised that after the ratings of episode one, we didn't go on Yadis. But no. I'm glad that we've been brought back for one or two more episodes. I know we're being run off during the summer months.
Yes. Yeah. We're going to burn off these podcast episodes every Monday until Eric Stein quits. That's how we're doing it this summer.
I like it. Unfortunately, the summer of Steve turned into the summer of Sam. And if you remember the movie, that was about the son of Sam.
Yes.
The serial killer gone awry. So
the summer of Steve turned out to be even shorter than we could have originally anticipated.
I think we could have anticipated that.
Well, we thought it was going to be really short, and then it looked like it was going to be like, oh, this is extended summer of Steve. But then ultimately it did not work out. So we'll cover that and everything else, all of our other top headlines through the second week of Big Brother. Eric, how has your week been?
Well, I have some concerns, Rob, because I realized that the reason that our podcasts have been good in the past is because I saved up 10 weeks worth of material. You know, yes. I was giving every analysis, every joke I had for the whole summer all in one, like 1 hour window. And now I realize I really have nothing more to contribute to this.
Yeah. So you feel like it's the opposite of, you know, where you want to sort of like stay at your peak performance and be podcasting all the time. You feel like that you're best to just like build it up and then let it all out.
I saw some notes that indicated that we'll only get better with time. They were wrong.
They were wrong because you had at least had weeks and weeks of stuff to the.
Right, I used everything I've got last week.
Okay. All right. Well, this is.
We'll see what happens.
This is the summer of Stein. We will be talking about everything going on from the show. We'll try not to get too much into the live feeds in terms of important events that may not have happened yet on the TV show, unless something very funny is going on there. And then if that's the case, we will spoil some funny stuff.
I think that's good to go. I will say I did hear on the feeds this morning that JC said he was told that his BB experience would be by far and away the best of his life. And then he followed it up with, it's not even close.
Yeah, I feel like that JC has had some good times that the Big Brother house cannot even come close to scratching the surface of.
He's had times we can only dream of.
Right. Not even scratch the back of his after Rachel got through with the buzzer.
Yeah, that was such a bizarre segment, but mm-hmm. I did enjoy it. It was a very humanizing segment for the both of them.
Yes.
I feel like I want them to have a power app next week. Is that what they were trying to tell me by showing me that?
Yes. Well, JC, I feel like, is due for a power app. I feel like that there's no way 5 weeks goes by without JC getting one of these.
Well, I agree, because there's not five more likable people, you know, total. So someone's going to have to get them.
All right. So we'll talk about all that and more here. Of course, we are on the podcast feed for Rob is a Podcast. And then also we're even doing video. We got Eric Stein on video to agree to the video of Summer of Stein. You can watch on our YouTube channel as well. Not live, but on video.
I think not live is for the best. These generally require some edits.
Yes. Okay. All right. So, Eric, here we are. Let's touch on, you know, our top story coming into this week, where we were expecting Sam to go out, use her power, come back in. It was going to be basically a zero-sum game on Thursday, but things changed very late in the game, and ultimately we saw Steve go out, and, you know, for all of the talk of Steve, I feel like we should at least honor him here today.
I agree. You know, rest in a bath, Steve. Sorry to see you go.
Yeah. Eric, do you have a eulogy for Steve?
He came, he saw, he bathed.
He really didn't.
No, he didn't bathe much. May not have bathed at all. He was overconfident, and now as covered last week, and now he's destined to a summer of barbecue, bacon, and beers with Adam, Glenn, and myself. He has really cemented himself as one of the, we might be able to even dust off Enzo for the New York, New Jersey elderly men's crew.
Yeah, that's a great point that you bring up. Let's bring in our first question from the audience. This is from Annie. He says, it's probably old news, but if Eric was serious about his bitter old guys alliance, who would be in it and what would the name be? Are you working on an official name for your alliance with Steve and with Adam? And
well,
Enzo?
I've been texting with Jerry from BB10. And yeah, we have lined something up as well. And of course, I'm serious. Of course, we are bitter. And of course, we're old. So yeah, this is something that is in the works. I don't even think it gets a creative nickname. I think it's just us. You know, mm-hmm. It's just real life.
Yeah. Eric, what do you think that Steve's approach is going to be like to life outside of the house? Is it all going to be posturing for an inevitable return to the house a la Glenn?
I think it's tough for some of the older gentlemen. You know, they are settled down. They have actual wives and kids, so they can't really make the most of the charity hookup circuit as some of the other past house guests can. You know, so they have to limit it to a casual beer, an occasional fake Twitter account, so on and so forth, to enjoy their afterlife as best they can.
Okay. We actually have a question from Steve on the feedback line. Let's go ahead and play our first voicemail of the show. Of course, you can call in your questions all week long. Rob is website.com/voicemail or 323-282-RHAP. And here is Steve himself.
Hi, Rob and Eric. It's Steve here. I'm undercover as a woman now, so that's why you don't recognize my voice.
Yes.
What I wanted to say is that I think I deserve some credit. All of you thought that I'll be immediate pariah in the house and nobody would like to talk to me and align with me, and that's why I'll be Roger the first week. But that wasn't the case at all. I had 7 votes to keep me in, and if it wasn't for Sam and her power, I would be still in the house and maybe going further and further down the road.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I deserve some credit.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear from you, Steve.
Steve brings up some good points, right? We thought that Steve was going to get on everybody's nerves, like, oh my God, this guy's a narc, get him out of here. But in fairness, he was kind of innocuous.
Yeah, I mean, all he did was get voted out first. I mean, he must have nailed it.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing, Steve, and I appreciate your call. I really do. I do look forward to seeing you soon. But the thing is, I don't buy into this notion that the older house guest is immediately some sort of pariah. I don't think this has been proven out over Big Brother history. Mm-hmm. Aaron all go extremely deep into the game. And I think his real honest truth would have been as we drafted last week as a great final three goat. So the fact that he went out early, I think he was just too threatening.
Yeah, he was just too much for everybody to handle. I mean, do you feel like that he was threatening? I mean, he was a number for the other side of the house, but I didn't get that from anybody who was talking about Steve, about how they suspected he was up to something.
Yeah, I don't really think. I guess it's collateral damage. It's that type of thing. I think in week one, you know, Tyler, who seems to be mindful of his actions, is just trying to back away from the week with as little blood as possible. And I think going after somebody who has the least connections, the least ways of paying you back, I think it's a relatively safe way of doing it. I thought Steve was great in the house. I thought he had a good temperament. I thought he was a lot of fun. I don't think he was an outcast, but ultimately, if you don't make yourself useful or connected right away, you're at risk. So, I mean, it's hard to argue he did anything right or wrong. But if it was, it's got to be a little bit, more towards wrong because mm-hmm. he's out. So,
yeah. Eric, how about the montage that Julie showed during the eviction night of the house guests suspecting and maybe Steve talking a little too much about his police history?
Hi, I'm Detective Derek Levasseur, and I wanted to say thank you, Steve, for your service and your time. We're going to investigate this on an ID special coming up soon.
Yeah. Derek tweeted, hey, look, it's not so easy to be the undercover cop in the house.
Yeah, I mean, I highly doubt anyone. I mean, Winston's a doctor. Donnie's in the military, mm-hmm. whatever the case may be. Perception is reality in the Big Brother house. And I do not think that it was his role as a mechanic and or cop and or bather or whatever else he's
professional
branded
bather.
Himself as. Yeah, I don't think that was a huge integral role in his elimination, but, you know, could have been.
Yeah. Eric, we had an email question for you from one of our listeners, Murray B., who wanted to know if you could correctly pronounce the word, which is the name of a game where people act things out and other people have to guess what you are trying to infer.
Okay. Charades.
Charade. Yeah.
The Big Brother house is 24/7, 7 days a week. It is very difficult to keep that charade up.
I feel like that was part of his undercover persona.
What, somebody who says pronounces the word charade?
Yes, he's very highfalutin, high society. You would never.
All right. Well, then, so we said goodbye to Steve on Thursday night, and then we said hello to the administration of a very stable genius, and that would be one Caitlin, our new HOH, Eric. And you've seen so much reality TV, have observed so much casting. Could you give us your up-to-the-minute thoughts on Caitlin?
It's hard to not love Cray Kay. I mean, she's really high. I was going to go with Cray Cray Kay, but I thought, you know, there's a lot of sensitive moments here. I don't want to get the blowback. Yeah. Yes. Right. So we're going to go single Cray Kay. And here we go. I mean, she's great. She's great. You want an undeniable type A personality who couldn't conceal themselves if their lives depended on it. And she gives us just that. I'm not sure if you're familiar with this. One of the actresses from the TV show Smallville started a cult. It was called
it was
called Nexium, not to be confused with
the heart for medication.
Antacid. There was some like special spelling and things and this and that. And it was kind of Scientology-esque. There was some sex trafficking, a little bit of other weirdness. But I feel like Cray Kay very possibly may have also been one of the founding members of the organization. And it's, you know, they're propped up on all of the guidelines of a very special, holier life that you can live, a healthy life. But it's not all it cracks up to be. And I feel like that's what we have with her.
Yeah. No, the story does check out everything you need to know about actress Allison Mack's alleged role in Sex Cult.
About BB20's Caitlin.
Yeah. I mean, she's such a unique combination of spirituality and also entitlement.
Yes, and idiocy as well. Yeah, it's great. It's fun. She, she's a blast. Someone who's so erratic like this is so much fun to watch. They're also a completely deadly player because they are spraying bullets all over the house with no rhyme or reason, and you never know who might actually get clipped by them. I mean, she really has the potential to take down some of the biggest players in the game. By no means can she make it to the end, but you never know who she might bring with her.
Mm-hmm. So, Eric, before we discuss exactly what she's been up to, I thought this was a good question from one of our listeners. This is from Gerald.
Rob. I want all the HOHs to be lucky random things, because that's how we get crazy HOHs.
I was skill.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy HOHs.
Eric, I do think that this is something that has been lost, where should most of the HOHs on Big Brother be almost completely random things? Because, you know, going back last summer, Taryn and I watched Big Brother 2, and the HOH competitions were, not exactly super skill-based. And that's how you ended up with, Kent, rest in peace, and all these other like different, characters it's not like the same people winning HOH week after week. And here we have a lever, launch a ball up into the air. Who knows where it lands? Caitlin is HOH. I think we need more randomness into Big Brother.
I think an underreported part of this competition was the second half of the competition, when she started taking over the lead and was dry heaving on the sidelines for like the last like 5 to 7 people who went, because she obviously knew she was going to blow up her own game because she was going to have to pick a side. Mm-hmm. So everyone else is like, whoop, and she's losing it on the things. But I agree with you, although I do take exception to the fact that you don't think that Caitlin was skilled into launching into a SimCity-esque
San Brose, yes.
Yeah, straight out of 1997's finest technology, if even.
Yeah.
I think that she had been practicing that. I think that's something she prepared coming into the house. But yeah, absolutely. I mean, otherwise you end up with 7 consecutive Fezzy HOHs. I think this is glorious. I mean, I don't want to be that guy who harkens back to my season, but we had one of the great HOH moments of all time when Dustin went full robe and crown for his entire HOH reign. And Caitlin is channeling her inner Dustin here. And even Big Brother mocked the hell out of him for this. He had a poem parading around in his cape and crown. His eviction made him frown. And I think we're headed towards that with Caitlin, because she's gone full on. She's abandoned her wardrobe. Mm-hmm. She's gone full robe all week long, which is always a glorious sign that you have a great HOH on your hand. This is something, Ronnie probably purchased his robe from eBay after the season and still sleeps in it to this day.
Yeah, the Caitlin HOH reign has been something to behold. She's really been enjoying this power. She is living her best life as HOH of the Big Brother house, and it's been very chaotic and fun to watch. I mean, everything has been, so interesting during her reign. Eric, this is a moment that has not been shown yet on the TV show. Maybe we'll see it on Wednesday night. Caitlin had to pick out the have-nots this week. Have you, did you see this?
Okay. I have familiarized myself with this, yes.
This is from the live feeds. This is Caitlin selecting or trying to select this week's have-nots.
Caitlin, as head of household, it's your responsibility to choose 4 have-nots for the week. As a reminder, have-nots can only eat slop. take cold showers, and must sleep in the have-not bedroom during the entire week. Please make your decision now. So before this happens, if you were a have-not last week, you are not one this week. Not
okay.
happening.
Okay.
Check. Also, I want people to take into consideration women's menstrual cycles.
Okay.
If you are Mattress. Currently menstruating or ovulating, you are not on slop.
Or ovulating.
Asked prior to that, yeah. It's like, let's take a quickie. Taryn put up a poll. Who's menstruating and or ovulating at this moment?
Any sort of emotional distress. Like, I'm really not kidding. If you're, like, going through any sort of, like, emotional distress right now, like...
Well, that takes anxiety. Them all out.
Emotional. I'm sorry. I need my emotional support animal here. I cannot be a have-not for the week.
If you've had your genitals scooped by JC this week,
no,
it's going to disqualify you.
Depression, whatever. I also don't want you on slop. I've done this. So like, I don't, whatever. And if you're sick, like antibiotics, like if you're on something right now, I also don't want you on slop.
Who's on antibiotics?
I was on a strict regimen of Tums when I was in there. Had a lot of agita.
So you could have avoided being a have not.
Yeah, maybe like everyone should come and like plead their case to her. You know, here's my list of maladies, mental and physical illnesses, and so on and so forth. And you know, I feel like she was coming into this, you know, with not enough information. She had a lot of criteria, but I don't know how she collected all of this.
Yeah, and chaos did ensue still trying to find the volunteers after that. It's a very long clip from the live feeds, but Caitlin has been. So exciting to watch. This is another moment of her. She's talking with JC about just how powerful she is in the house right now.
Funny, because guess who's in power? I am. And I'm a little f***ing girl with a big dick, and I'm
like, you know what?
Yeah, I heard she's not going to spend any more time down in this peasant bottom floor shit either.
No, she's not.
Her story is a miracle story, I heard in her words. And I will say this. I mean, I liked her criteria for the have-nots. If you're going to put someone on bare-bones rations, much like the Oregon Trail, you know, you need to consider who has diphtheria, who had the poison berries, whose oxen may have possibly drowned in the river crossing. So I don't blame her for doing a deep dive into who you're going to punish here.
Yeah. So look, we can scoff and we can laugh and everything, but look at Caitlin. She's just a little girl with a big D. And she was just a girl from Plainview, and she's made it all the way to the Big Brother house, and she's HOH, and look at us two idiots just sitting here on a podcast. And so Caitlin is having the last laugh. So, Eric, I thought that maybe you and I might be in need of maybe some of Caitlin's services to help turn our lives around.
Whoa, there's a new bitch in town, and her name is Caitlin.
Yes, that's right. And so that we were able to track down, and you can go and visit this website yourself. There's a website called katecoaching.com, which is the homepage for all things Caitlin, where you can, as the website says, let your journey of personal growth start today. Eric.
I am beginning to see the makings of a bet here, possibly. All right. I know that you have done some canvas people bets in the past.
Oh, should we get this photo of yeah. Caitlin from the website?
Well, that's already up behind me. You can't see it because I'm sitting in shadows, you know. But the thing is, I think perhaps we should do one of our drafts or something that we come up with through the Summer of Stein, and the loser must pay out of pocket to have a dead serious life coaching session with Caitlin when she's out of the house.
Well, Eric, you know, you've read my mind, because that's exactly where we're going. Now, you can get some free counseling here. There is the blog From Betches to Buddhas, where she talks about different things that she has blogged about. If you are interested in reading any of these, she has this one here with the Trump meme called Your Fired, Mazel Tov.
Timely.
It actually, the actual blog itself has nothing to do with Trump. Like, I thought, like, oh, what's this, a political post? But no, it actually has to do with being fired is the best thing that's ever happened to me. Just recently, I was fired from a part-time job I had for a few months. Although working in the store wasn't a full-time position for me, I treated it with respect. More importantly, I used my personable manner to make connections with many of my customers who shopped at the store. That was my favorite part of working there, meeting the customers. But
this is great news, though, because she's going to soon have the opportunity to have another best moment in her life, because she will undoubtedly be fired again soon.
Yes. Eric, but this is where things really take a turn, okay? One day at work, I saw a text pop up on my coworker's computer. The text was from another coworker of mine who happened to be 43 years of age, and she was completely talking S about me, calling me a self-entitled bitch. It's funny. The old me would have cried when I saw that, but the new me knew that the S talking was a projection. I didn't need to be liked by everyone. I just had to keep being the light and carry on.
Well, whatever happens is for the highest good. So it's very clear that she's, you know, she's seeing the bigger picture here. This is a very, it's very big of her.
Yes. Okay. So, Eric, here's where we can get some help, because if you are interested in being coached by Kate, and I think it's obvious that we are interested and in need, here is where we can get some more information to see if we qualify for being coached up by Caitlin. Okay.
This is a big moment.
Okay, so if you're serious if you're being someone who wants to make positive life changes, creating quantum shifts, and being held accountable for your goals, then coaching is for you. But in order to obtain this one-on-one service, you must fill out the application and she will personally review it. And since she takes this relationship seriously and guarantees 100% success, the service is meant for people who are ready for positive change. I put a lot of energy and passion into each of these private clients, so I expect the same energy and passion back. Please be aware, private coaching can cost between $2,700 and $11,000 depending on which program you choose.
It's a steal, Rob. I can only hope. May the best man be eligible for this coaching.
Yes. Okay. So, Eric, what are we going for? One-on-one private coaching, that's 3 months. One-on-one private coaching, that's 5 months. Or one-on-one private coaching, that's 12 months.
Well, I know that's not a listed option, but what do you think about possibly some relationship advice from her? I've seen her on the live feeds, and you know, I see how well she's nailing her own relationship.
Yes.
And also juggling so many. So it seems like she's an expert in the space. So I was wondering if maybe we could put in a personal request for going a little off brand here. You know, maybe we can get some marital counseling, or you and I could get some counseling together, possibly. But I mean, if we have to choose from these selections, I think we should go full 12 months.
Full 12 months. Okay. This is what happens for the 12 months. This is where the magic happens. In 1 year, you will create your best life. If you are someone who is excited about personal growth, spiritual awareness, and the guarantee of a happier life, this is for you. In 1 year, you will receive the following weekly sessions, guided meditations, a unique plan of action for self-development, daily support, my personal cell phone number, 2 essential oils a month, 5 happier mind journals, and 50% off from the Betches to Buddhas merchandise, 3 mastermind coaching sessions with a surprise guest coach. Who's the surprise guest coach, JC?
Yeah, I think it's Tyler.
Tyler. Well, that would actually be worth something.
Yeah. I mean, the 50% off is well worth the price of this.
Yeah, we didn't even check out the merchandise.
I'm sure it's wonderful. I mean, it doesn't really matter what my ego thinks about this. It's what my intuition tells me that matters. So, and my intuition is guiding me towards signing up for the right after
All right,
this.
So we won't fill out Eric Stein's personal information here. What would you like to get out of the coaching process?
I'd like to last more than 3 weeks in the Big Brother house. Mm-hmm. That's goal number one. I'd like my relationship to be intact at the end of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Goal number two. I'd like to be invited back in a Jesse-like role where punishments in future Pandora's boxes are you get life coaching from Caitlin.
Eric, what areas would you like to change most of your life right now?
Well, this is easy. All of them. I'd like to be younger. I'd like this video to not be in HD because it's really putting my wrinkles to the forefront of this podcast. So thanks so much for the new camera, Rob. Mm-hmm. Much appreciated. I'd like to have more money. Mm-hmm. I'd really like to be doing something else with my time than this podcast, but here we are. So yeah, I have a lot of work to do.
Okay. What are your main goals for the next 3 months?
All right. Main goals. I would like to hook up with Fezzy. I'd like to hook up with Tyler. I would like to be
Eric? Why Fezzy?
Well, you know what I said under the covers, but the thing is, I'd like to be feel the power of being a little girl with a big you know what.
Funny, because guess who's in power? I am. And I'm a little f***ing girl with a big and I'm
you know what?
Shut
you
know what?
I know what she has to offer in this situation. You know, the thing is, I've been doing it all wrong. So I want to submit myself to her coaching. It's going to be well worth putting this all on my last credit card and making myself a better man by the end of the summer.
Okay. What are your best qualities?
I have a pretty distinguished nose. let's see. Well, I've come prepared with a wide array of nice summery shirts for mm-hmm. the summer of style.
Last week, very swaggy today.
And this time, sharks.
Yeah. Yes.
I actually had Andy Heron send this to me overnight to be ready for the podcast. Other than that, boy, I don't know. I think I might need to start from scratch.
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, last question. How serious are you about positively shifting your life?
Well, what did I tell you right before this podcast? I said I re-listened to the first Summer of Stein and I felt like I may have been a little bit negative. So I need some positivity in my life. You know, she can, I want the oils. I want her to do whatever, you know, new age raking, eat camel hump fat. Whatever it is I need to do.
Camel hump fat.
I heard that's a new age thing that's coming into the light right now. I am going to turn my life over to Caitlin's coaching.
Okay.
And whatever needs to be done, I'm dead serious about becoming a better man. I want to go from crap app to power app in this summer.
All right, so let's go ahead and let's send off Eric's application to Caitlin for review.
Access denied.
Come on. What if we resubmit it, but I use a picture of like Clay or Corey or someone a little bit more handsome from a recent season? We'll be sure to reach out to her once this summer is over.
Access denied.
What if I pull a prank like a young James Hewling?
Access denied.
All right, I have one final application. What if I invite her to bathe with Summer of Steve 2018?
Okay, that might be the trick. Okay.
Finally.
Eric, do you think that her life coaching business is about to take off for the stratosphere?
I think actually I probably the way this works, considering how Aaron's mommy blog went after the show, I'd say she's about to go through the roof.
Okay.
You know, the expression is all publicity is good publicity, right? But hold on the Caitlin trend, I prepared for you a game.
Oh,
a small game to play here. And it's who said it?
OK, Caitlin, great.
Or the Dalai Lama.
Caitlin or the Dalai Lama. Okay. I mean, okay. This could be tough.
I had the feedsters give me some of Caitlin's most inspirational quotes, and I'm comparing them to a great man of thinking. All right. And I'm going to put up to you a couple of quotes here. Okay. Number one, be kind wherever possible. And it's always possible. Was this Caitlin or the Dalai Lama?
Be kind where possible. It's always possible. That sounds like the Dalai Lama to me.
Ring that bell. You have yes. one correct, sir. Okay, next, there's a third option in this one. You'll know who it is. It's either the Dalai Lama, Caitlin, or a famed Big Brother interviewer, not you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you think you are too small to make a difference, try sleeping next to a mosquito. Either 1,000 mosquitoes or one very large mosquito. Was that Caitlin or the Dalai Lama?
Wait, what is the exact quote?
If you think you are too small to make a difference, try sleeping next to a mosquito.
I feel like that's also the Dalai Lama.
That is correct. 2 for 2. You've been watching your feeds, my friend. All right.
Would you rather fight a giant mosquito one time and get your ass whipped by it? Or would you like the relationship that you have and never get bit again? Or do you like the relationship that you have with mosquitoes right now?
I didn't know that Jeff was so enlightened.
Yes, I have one final quote for you. This is a hodgepodge, a collection of quotes. Okay. Whatever happens is for the highest good. It doesn't matter what my ego thinks. It's what my intuition that matters. My story's a miracle story. There's a new bitch in town. And when can I go back to my room? I'm sick of this peasant ass bottom floor shit.
So that was either the Dalai Lama or Caitlin. That has to be the Dalai Lama.
Yes. And there was also the I want to bleep the bleep out of you.
Who is that to?
And there was also some handwriting.
Yes, to Tyler.
That went on last night as well. Those were all Dalai Lama. Dalai Lama. It was a trick game. It was all Dalai Lama quotes. And here's the thing. We can poll the Summer of Stein listeners for next week's Who Said It contest. I've gone with either Fez from That 70s Show or Fezzy.
Yes.
Fezzy. Yes, I've gone with either Rachel from Vegas or Rachel from Vegas. Mm-hmm. Winston from Big Brother 20 or Winston Churchill. And then we have JC or JC, which is JC from the house or Jesus Christ. One of these segments will appear in the next Summer of Stein.
You had originally texted me JC from the Big Brother house or JC from NSYNC.
Yeah, JC Chasse. Yes, yes. Or Swaggy or Shaggy. But Shaggy, all of his quotes were just going to be, it wasn't me.
It wasn't me. Yeah, or indistinguishable. Okay.
Yeah.
Eric, so you had recently said that, you know, in the Big Brother house, all news is good news. There's no such thing as bad press. But Big Brother did go ahead and test the limits of that this past week, because Big Brother, since the last time that you and I were together, I believe, has made headlines on 3 separate news stories. None of them are the traditional good news that you would think. So let's just take a look at some of these headlines that Big Brother made in reverse chronological order. New HOH Caitlin made headlines on TMZ with this story. Big Brother Caitlin drops N-word real quick after producer warning. She was singing a song by the Drizzy Drake and ended up was singing a illicit lyric from that song.
The N-word being namaste in this case.
Was that, the N-word was not namaste. Earlier in the week, 2 other Big Brother house guests in Rachel and Angela got into some trouble after a conversation about their skin color, where Angela said that she was looking ghetto and the skin color was changing the ethnicity. I believe that part was said by Rachel.
This is rough. This is rough. After consulting such greats as BB17 Jackie, you would have thought that Rachel would be prepared for these things.
And then earlier in the week, still from last week, all in 1 week since the last episode of Summer of Stein, house guest JC, there were cries of sexual misconduct. JC scooping house guests' vaginas, according to another article on TMZ.
That one seems more like a casual misunderstanding. I feel like there's been some scooping of house guests, as the headline says, in most seasons of Big Brother.
Right. Eric, as a house guest, first off, what happened to the ice cream scooper? Did it go back into the sink after all this?
Yeah, let's hope so.
Did production provide the house with it? I mean, was this like a Hardee's toothbrush situation? Was JC for
probably went right back into the pint. Yeah.
JC was not forced to reveal to the whole house, what happened to the ice cream scooper.
Yeah. Please go to the storage room.
You guys, all right, we have to get a new ice cream scooper. The old one is on Yadas. All right, but that's it. This is not funny. This is not.
Probably literally had to call an off feeds a house meeting to tell everybody, like, listen, guys. You want to avoid the pink eye.
Knock it off. Knock it off.
Okay.
This is not funny, Eric. Right. Of course. Right. And Big Brother is, you know, no stranger to this type of coverage. Even as recently as last season, TMZ had this story of the Big Brother house guests furious over unwanted butt poking.
Yeah, I've gotten that one in the past myself.
Yes.
I believe it's called a goosing, right?
Sure.
No goosing in the Big Brother house.
No. All right. So we're just a maelstrom of negative publicity for Big Brother 20. The house guests are on notice. But Eric, we are only 2 weeks into the summer of Stein, summer of Steve 2018, if you will. And you have to imagine the house guests will be incapable of avoiding negative press for the entire rest of the summer, right?
Yeah, this is going to be tough. I remember back to my time in the house. There was two shocking news stories. One was Amber's anti-Semitic remarks. The other was that Drew Carey took over The Price is Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, both blew my mind when I got out of the house. So I do believe that we are in line for several other shocking news drops throughout the course of the season.
Yes, and not like in the way that Jessica delivered shocking things last summer.
No, exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So, the only shockers here are going to be on TMZ.
Yes. All right. So this is a question that we got from our own Kirsten McInnes, who said, of the house guests who have not yet been featured in TMZ, who will be featured in a TMZ clickbait article next? And what will the headline be? I think that is probably a little too dicey to predict the headlines. But Eric, we drafted last week of the house guests most likely to finish in third place. I thought it might be fun to do another draft this week and draft which Big Brother house guests are most likely to be featured in the most TMZ articles over the course of the summer.
All right. The most is key because there's a good possibility like about 12 of the remaining 15 will be featured at some point. So the most is very important here. And I like where your head is at. I will have you know, I am the outgoing fantasy football and baseball champion of my league. So you are up against it, my friend.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Well, we will draft three people each. Now, are we allowing the people that have already been on TMZ to be in the mix for this draft?
I think that would be fair. I think it would be, we can't disqualify JC. I mean, he did not make TMZ for when he exposed his genitals to Caitlin a couple of nights ago. So, I mean, he's sitting high
but
bar
don't get
now.
It twisted. He asked her, would you like to see my unit? She said,
yeah,
yes.
Right.
You know, that's consenting adults there.
I will say they are getting a little bit, quick on the trigger in the Big Brother house. I remember many a time I was showering that people walked by and just pulled the curtain on me. You know, it's a skittish time in a very PC nation.
Okay. All right. So let's go ahead, Eric. So you will get, do you get the first pick again here?
Up to you. I got to pick first last week.
Okay. All right, you go ahead and pick first, Eric. Who is your number one pick on the TMZ board? Again, we're looking for for your team totals, most TMZ news articles over the course of the summer. So you could have, you know, one, two, and one, and then I could have one person with three, but you would win.
Yes, I am with you, and I think I'm going to have to crawl up the butt of the power, much like many of the house members do, and go with our current HOH, my life coach, Cray K.
Cray K. Yeah, that's a solid number one pick.
And I know that we said we're not going to do headlines, but it is easy to envision a multitude of scenarios that gets her here. A cult, a sex scandal, burning the clothing of a man who has scorned her. There's so, so many. Yes, yes. Joining the Nexium. There's so many possibilities. And I think I would be being short-sighted. She has a very very loose tongue, so to speak.
Mm-hmm, right. And I
didn't even mean that in a crass way. I mean, she speaks what's on her mind. And the likelihood that she has some sort of outlandish outburst that might make headlines, I think, is probably 95%. So,
yeah, she's got a lot going for her. Probably longevity, too, in the house. So I think that that is a very solid number one pick.
Yeah, I think she has something that's very interesting, is that she's playing a disastrously wild game, but she's not going to be anyone's biggest threat because she's insane. So even if the other side gets power, they're going to go after someone who's actually a bigger threat. So I think that we are settling in to a nice long run of life coaching. So yeah, I think I'm going to have at least a good six more weeks of potential headlines here. I feel confident in my pick.
Right. I will go too with someone who has already been in the news with my first pick. I have to go with JC. I understand he's been spoken to, but I think that this young man, everything is sex for him. That all he's doing is talking sex, thinking sex. I think that we are on a collision course with an incident at some point.
I envision possibly a Magic Mike scenario. Someone's like birthday. He dons a bow tie and a Speedo. You know, like there's going to be something. It might not be offensive per se, but it will be outrageous. I agree with you. I mean, I don't think it's a matter of if, but
look,
when.
It doesn't matter if that the house guests themselves were offended or the viewers. It just meant that will he do something to catch the attention of TMZ? And in that scenario where he is helicoptering around the house, that could easily end up on the radar of Harvey Levin.
And who do you think is more likely, JC, Jesus Christ, or JC Chasse?
to what?
Be on TMZ.
I would say Big Brother JC, InSync JC, Bible JC, in that order.
All right, fair enough. I think they all are relatively likely by this time the summer's out.
Okay.
All right, snake draft. So back to you.
Snake draft. I will go with somebody who has not yet made a headline on TMZ. Give me Winston, number three.
Ooh. How do you envision this unfolding?
He's a loose cannon. Who knows what he's going to say? who knows what he's going to say?
Well, I mean, if Winston, I don't know. I'm not that keen on the new house guest social media, but if he did not scrub his old Twitter, I think that could be our source of where Winston goes awry, possibly.
Could get political, could, you know, any number of things. So
is it possible he brought some of his gun arsenal into the house?
I would think not, but, you know.
Well, considering they take away your striped clothing, they put those in the yes, maybe a no pile, you know, as for things you're allowed to bring with you. So I'd like to think the gun would be confiscated, but you never know.
Okay. All right. Here we go. He's also, I think, very high up on the draft board for house guests to get into a Chef Joe Willie Hance type altercation.
Yes, I also think he's very unlikely to be a future have-not if mental stability is one of the criteria.
Is he on antibiotics?
He's on anti-something. Yeah, he's... He's right. Struggling. He's on the struggle bus.
Two picks this for you in the TMZ draft.
Yeah. This one is going to be tough because this will require me remembering two more names of present house guests. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have to really rack my brain for this. I am going to go out on a limb here.
Yeah.
I know this is going to be a surprise pick. I'm going to go with someone you're not expecting, and that's Haley.
Haley. Okay.
Yes. There's nothing like a Texas lover scorned.
Mm-hmm.
And I can envision... once again, a personal property meltdown in which a very angry, I'm not sure who, is this going to be Tyler? Is it going to be Fezzi? Is it going to be Caitlin herself? But I could see a butthurt Haley, who's not getting the attention she wants from some of her suitors. She's accustomed to feeling special from some men. And I could see her unleashing an unfortunate tirade of expletives that ends in her perhaps throwing some personal belongings up on the roof, throwing some things in the toilet, perhaps possibly going number one on their belongings. Mm-hmm. I could see a variety of things, but I think she seems composed at the moment. But you don't mess with the Texan.
Okay. Don't mess with Texas. Could have been a reach.
I think there. Here's the thing, though, right? I was taking the Vegas odds, and I was thinking that this pick might pay off at long odds with a big payoff for me possibility.
Okay.
Okay. And, oof. This is rough. I'm going to go Fezzy.
Fezzy. Okay.
Possibly some... A nip slip.
Nip slip.
That is what I'm seeing. Possibly forgot the cameras were there, got chains right out in the open, and create a possible sex scandal.
All right. Back to me. Final pick of the TMZ draft. I'm torn between two here. You know what? I think I have to go... I went Winston. I'll round it out with Brett. I was tempted to. I was thinking Sam. I could see Sam getting in the mix there. But I'll go with Brett. I'll go with Brett. Somehow Angela and Rachel have gone undrafted here, but we'll see. Mm. All right. So there are your TMZ draft teams. Eric's team is Caitlin.
I think I have. I know you feel good about JC, but I think I have the prohibitive runaway favorite, which allowed me to go a little fast and loose with my second and third picks.
Okay. Kelsey, Haley, and Fessy for Eric, JC Winston, and Brett for Roberto here in the patented TMZ draft.
I will say, I do regret not going with Rockstar, and her behavior in the house has been nothing short of inspiring mm-hmm. and very open-minded, but that's not to say that there won't be old footage of a possible LSD festival romp that might surface.
Yeah, you don't know. You don't know that we could find stuff going on outside of the house, too, so there's really like two universes
at once. Yeah, she's holding her own
in
there, but yeah, not right. There's a whole two lanes to get yourself on TMZ.
Yeah, how well did they scrub that social media footage?
Exactly. Okay.
All right. Let's go ahead. Let's take another voicemail question from the listeners. And this is a question here from the great Brent the Shower Man.
Hey, Rob and Eric. This is Brent the Shower Man. I really liked Swaggy C so far. I think he's been great TV. But seeing as I probably won't get the chance to ask a question about him for the rest of the summer, I figured I'd ask one now. So last night, he said that he's the best dressed person in the house. Correct me if I'm wrong, though. Doesn't his wardrobe consist entirely of shirts that say Swaggy C? Or is he talking about the comb that he leaves in his hair? I'm not really sure. Either way, do you guys think Swaggy is the best dressed person? And if he is the best dressed house guest, should I consider investing in a line of shirts that say Brent the Shower Man? All right, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Okay, so we saw Swaggy C, he did declare himself the best dressed guy in the house, though most of his shirts are some version of Swaggy C branding. If somebody else wore the Swaggy C clothes, would they be the best dressed person in the house?
Classic Brent the Shower Man right there. I would say he's the best dressed person in the house since Jen Johnson rocked the Genius shirts.
Yes.
Or possibly since Zach Swiderski rocked the Dolphin Crash t-shirts. Mm-hmm. Or Mike Boogie, you know, is a self-promoter as well. And the thing is here, I'm going to go on a limb and say yes. Yes, Swaggy is the best dressed person in the house.
Low bar, though.
It's a very low bar. I mean, Rachel did wear a ball gown to the HOH competition, so she's up there. But I will say this. Best dress is a relative term, right? And if it sells him three more t-shirts.
Yes.
Outside of the house, then I would argue that pays for another 30 to 40 ramen, mm-hmm. Which is what us reality TV stars subsist on after we leave the house. So any extra income, honestly, is desirable. So I would go out on a limb to say, yes, he is the best dressed. Little known fact, I sold three of the t-shirts that I wore on Big Brother 8 for over $1,000. And then
Total, or each?
I think it was each. And then I went online and I rebought them for $15 each. So I still have the t-shirts.
So you bought a duplicate.
Yes. It didn't have the memories and the blood, sweat, and tears of BB-8 on them, but it did look quite similar to the ones that I sold.
Eric, did Johnny Fairplay miss out by not going on Big Brother? Where wouldn't that have been a real boon to his t-shirt business?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard a lot have, you know, been selling in the single digits. So, I agree. I do think that if he had worn them and been the best dressed in the house, he could have gotten them up into the dozens.
Yes. Okay. Well, Swaggy C, certainly, I agree. I think Swaggy C is the best dressed guy in the house, but it is not doing him a lot of good because that he is certainly getting a lot of heat in terms of being a target heading into this week, Eric. But Swaggy C has been doing a lot of talking going on the Big Brother live feeds. And we have a question for you, Eric. This is from Sammy Lambert, who wants to know, how does Eric feel about Swaggy talking bad about him? Have you woken up this morning to the news of Swaggy C with your name coming out of his mouth?
I was totally distraught when I heard this. Yeah, this is if you think this is even in the top 5,000 of worst things I've heard about myself since the show, you've got another thing coming. I mean, there were full message boards devoted to the fact that I don't know how to apply my deodorant properly. I don't know how to cut a steak.
But how do you apply deodorant?
Apparently too far down my arm and side.
Yes. Were you writing a message on your arm?
Yeah, exactly. I believe my Survivor Sucks message board was Eric with an odd-shaped head. The thing is, I did lose a lot of sleep about it overnight as the messages started coming in. But, you know, I feel confident. And you know, I saw he was in danger on last night's episode. So in the event he does go out sometime soon in the game, I'll be sure to send him a message from one shit player to another. Welcome to the family.
Yes, okay. Well, I actually have the clip of
I've not heard it live and in color.
Okay, so let me just go ahead and set the stage. So there was a conversation. Swaggy and Scotty were outside talking about former Big Brother gameplay, and so they were talking about how that there was a point in Big Brother 8 where Evil Dick was going to go home. You, as America's player, were tasked with saving him, and you had to really go out of your way to help out Dick, who was on the block. And that is where we come into this conversation. And Scotty says, "No, Eric Stein is considered a great Big Brother player, but so that is not what Swaggy has heard."
But that was
amazing that he could do that.
But it was only a 4-3
vote. He's considered one of the best players to ever win.
Who?
Eric.
I don't know. I wouldn't even consider him that, which is crazy. He was a good player, but...
You listen to the podcast and stuff, so what they consider him to be.
No. I've seen on Google that people consider him that, but I always question why.
Because he was able... They say because he was able to make it to Final Five without playing his own game.
Oh, he went to five.
Yeah, he went far.
Right. No, I know he went far. I just know he went five. Wow, that's crazy. Because he literally never played his own game.
So what is Swaggy C looking up about you on Google, Eric?
Yeah, he probably saw some things.
He's seen some things on Google. What is he looking at?
You listen to the podcast and stuff, so what they consider him to be.
No, I've seen on Google that people consider him that, but I always question why.
I mean, so did I.
Yeah, what's coming up on Google?
I heard you and Taryn talking about this last night, and
no,
I heard he's a real
yet last night.
No, I know, no, but I heard he's a real stand for Paul. So, you know, he's it's obvious that Swaggy is a deep cut super fan. So I think he has a pretty good. I mean, he has his finger to his pulse to all of the season. So if he doesn't know why, then neither do I.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. So yeah. Swaggy C.
It wasn't me. It was all Dick.
play. I'm going to Google those lists of best Big Brother players and find out why is Eric Stein on these lists?
I see what happens if you Googled Eric Stein. It'd probably be Reality Game Masters that would come up.
Oh, was that what he was watching?
Exactly. He heard I went out early in that one.
Yeah. Did you come in top five on Reality Game Masters?
I come in fifth in everything I do.
All right, boy, Swaggy C. That,
you know, it's I will say this: I have revised my potential winner picks to include Scotty after that expert analysis.
Yes, great job.
You know, I know he had a weak episode last night in which he was a little shaky.
Yeah, he
couldn't quite bring himself right to.
Yeah, this is what Scotty had to say after Swaggy C said that he doesn't think Eric Stein is a good player.
This doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. And C, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
We've covered this pretty in depth. I think I mentioned this last week. There was a time that I would hear from, you know, the most popular people of the season. But now I pretty much in the last several years have only heard from Ian, Steve and soon Scotty.
Me too.
I actually did not hear from a Scott from OTT, which was a blow to my ego.
No. The Virgin King, I'm sure, is a fan.
A little big for my britches, but I will be hearing from Scotty sometime in the fall. You know, it normally goes something like, I was 9 years old, and I didn't think that there was a chance for me to ever appear on my favorite show.
Yeah. When I saw you putting deodorant all the way down your arm.
That's right.
That's why I wear my armband to that exact point.
I was watching Beauty and the Geek when I saw you flirting with Jessica. And I knew I, too, one day could grow up to be that man on the show. But I mean, if Scotty can recognize the strategic mastery that I put forth in the game, I have hope for him yet still.
OK, let's get a couple other questions here from the listeners. This is Reality Reacts wants to know who's thirstier, season 2 Autumn or season 20 Caitlin? This is a great question for the all time thirstiest house guest.
Yes, I'm quite parched. I've gone through my full water, getting a little dry. Well, you recently went through the blockumentary.
Yes.
So why don't you give me some of Autumn's thirstiest moments?
Well, she got into the house. Then the first night, I think she tried to get into the bed with Hardy, who flat out refused. I know she ended up in a bed with Mike Boogie, and I don't remember if the great Justin was also in the mix at one point.
To her. Yes.
So she definitely was thirsty in the house. Caitlin, it has been well reported of her interest in Fessy and to a lesser degree with Tyler.
I mean, in all fairness, she's just following her intuition. So whatever the auras and the colors guide her to is where she's going to land herself.
What's interesting about Caitlin is not like she's not in the diary room where we've seen Haley sort of in the diary room like Fessy is hot, but I got to consider my game. Like we see like Caitlin like mouthing like, I want to do terrible things to you. Like, I want you to do like, we're going very much into like, I like this guy very much into sexually explicit requests.
Yeah, I don't think that they're going to help her on this, but Caitlin could have used a brief tutorial about how the live feeds work. She seems to think that certain acts are incognito. But yeah,
and I'm a little f-ing girl with a big and I'll
you know what? You know what?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Caitlin on this one. But in all fairness to Caitlin, most reality TV contestants and most people in the house are quite thirsty.
That's
what these charity events are all about, Rob.
You get it, Caitlin. You live your best life, okay? You go after whoever you want in that house.
We're here for it. Honestly, what would be better than someone just leaving a trail of destruction of man tears behind her? I hope she beds every single one of them and then boots them right out of the door the next week and moves on to her next conquest.
Be great. I mean, Caitlyn, we're looking at this like historic pace of that. She has a chance to become this season the single best reality star of all time. I mean, she's just like on. It's like one of these things where it's like, you know, a rookie has come into the league and played like 3 weeks, but they're on just like this, historic pace to blow everything else out of the water.
And what's great about it is it'll keep the game so fun because, even a logical thinker, you can't anticipate what her next sentence is going to be, her next move is going to be. So she really is keeping everyone on her toes. I think it's great. I expect her by summer's end to have some iconic Devon-esque gifts. I think she could very possibly have completely exposed herself. I think she could raise her life coaching price up by 50%. I mean, she's going to go down as one of the greats. No doubt about it. She's the type of person that casting falls to their knees in tears.
Yes.
With joy when she walks in the door. And what I really love about
Robin
this is
Cass that manifested her.
Yes. They played this really close to the vest where, she was a little kooky and she was a little new agey in
love
her preliminary videos, but we did not know the goddess that was awaiting us in the feeds gold and one-liners. I kind of feel to a certain extent that this might be what we'll be seeing or would be seeing if Eliza was on Big Brother, possibly.
Well, she's antagonistic, but I don't know. I don't know if that's necessarily the right comp.
I feel like it's purely unfiltered, which is what I'm loving.
I think she's like Rachel Riley crossed with Abby Maria and Trishel.
Oh, I like this. possibly a little bit of Joey BB16.
Yeah. She's got it all. Basically, she is casting.
Maybe a little Lydia Tavares, possibly.
Sure.
I'm just shouting random people.
Yeah. Okay. Let's take another question from the listeners. This one is from Chris. Is there any comparison between Caitlyn's signs from the universe and Jameika picking the magic ping pong ball for Jen, Eric?
No, JC told her to pick the magic ping pong ball.
Mm-hmm.
Not JC from this season.
Yes. Okay.
One of the many famed JCs. No, I, you know what? Listen, these people are really tough to deal with in the house. I mean, I played with a crystal meth addict and you never knew where she was coming from at any given
different
moment.
Than the crystals that Caitlyn prays to.
Yes, that's exactly right. She never actually extrapolated on what crystals were guiding her. Mm-hmm. So it's impossible that she's experienced similar things. And I mean, it is really tough because when people approach the game thinking, I could anticipate, if I played against you, I would have a pretty good sense of what it is that you were going to do next. But you never know where the crystals are going to lead. Actually, and that's probably the difference, is I knew what Jameika was going to do because it was always going to be what was, divinely intervened for her. And I think that was fair. That was part of her actual faith. And this is a part of Caitlyn's way of life as well.
Right. When the players are this crazy, you don't need twists.
Yeah, I completely agree. It's a self-twist because they twist up the game without even meaning to do so.
Right, when everybody is playing super logically, you need twists to sort of shake things up. If everybody is insane, then, or at least half the cast is insane, you don't need as many twists.
Yeah, I think some are more sane than others. There's a few in the mix that
Summer
probably
Steve.
Yes, exactly. He's one of the great sane men I've ever known.
Summer Steve 2018.
I miss Steve. I'm not even being sarcastic. I genuinely enjoyed
Steve. We want to get him on the podcast.
I'm sure he will be here quite soon.
He's here for it. Steve, if you're listening, call me.
Well, we can do a live video game of charades.
Yes. All right. This is a question for you, Eric, from Tom Palmer. I heard on the Taran show you have been involved with the Challenge production with Final Reckoning premiering tomorrow with half the cast from BB18. Were you involved at all with BB people getting cast on that show? And how do you think the BB crossover has been so far? And who from Big Brother 20 belongs on MTV?
Guys. I've never met Eric Stein a day in my life. I would not need him to get cast.
Bread for this.
No, I had absolutely nothing to do with it. although I did see Jose at the BB20 premiere party, and he did tell me, quote, it's going to be lit.
It's going to be lit. You should tell people you are the guy that's responsible for getting the Big Brother contestants
I do not want that on my reputation. Otherwise, the next time that Swaggy Googles me, he'll know that I'm the one who got out the first four evicted from the challenge this season.
Wow, that's crazy.
I mean, there's going to be a lot of scenarios, no doubt about it.
Yeah. All right. Eric, who from Big Brother 20 should make the jump immediately to MTV?
Oh, boy. That's normally that is graded on a scale.
Is this like
of
an expansion draft, by the way? Eric, could like Robin Cass and Alison Grodner, can they like protect half the cast?
I feel like it is, right? Because there's no way that they would let their all-stars go, right? Mm-hmm. I'm sure they got a stern talking to. If you step foot on MTV, you will never appear on Big Brother ever again. Now, do I believe that Natalie or Paulie were likely to step foot on Big Brother ever again? Not necessarily.
Yes. Or is this sort of like the first shots fired in the CBS Viacom merger war?
Yeah, yes, exactly. It's I've gotten your mediocre cast members from three summers ago on my show.
It's like Magneto and Professor X playing chess here with like, all right, well, how about here's Jose? How dare you? You
I'll,
keep your
I'll
hands off the
you
Messiah.
Les Moonves.
This is a damn good steak. This thing is cooked to perfection, and I'm all about it because these biceps ain't gonna feed themselves, so your boy needs his meat.
I saw that when I Googled him after our last podcast. Your boy getting his meat. Yeah, I don't think anyone has broken out in that way. I would say JC would be my number one pick for the challenge in the future.
Number one pick for the challenge. I think Fessy has a bright future in the challenge.
They generally like people who can formulate sentences.
Really?
I mean,
how are Victor's sentences?
Last night, I actually thought I saw Fessy trying to remember his lines. It really is like, so I received my last Amazon. What was that? Delivery. Yes. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Yeah. You could see the hamster wheel churning, so to speak.
Yeah. What, Brett or Winston? Are they cut out for the challenge?
Oof. Winston needs to get back to his surgeon career.
Yeah. How about Swaggy C? I feel like that could be a good, especially if he ends up being the person who ends up getting backdoored. And if he goes out this week, I feel like that could be a good rebound for him.
I feel Swaggy is a good candidate. Yeah, I do feel like he also is a good candidate for going down the Elena path.
Mm.
A year's worth of detox tea promotions and Twitter wars and so forth. He's going to have an early jump on it.
Who's
possibly
having a Twitter war with you?
Probably. After I send some scathing words his way. Actually, the way that this was framed to me, I thought he like ripped me to shreds. He was actually like, oh yeah, that's nuts. I've never thought of him that way. That was really not all that.
I don't even know why people think he's good.
Yeah, I think we're okay. We're on good terms.
All right, Eric. Then I've got one other question for you from the listeners. This was a question that was from John. John P says, do you think that Tyler is Carrot Top's doppelganger?
Carrot Top does not look well in that. Did you deliberately select this photo?
No, Chip? That's just that's actually just a recent photo of Carrot Top.
I mean,
Carrot Top's got like the same look going for like 25 years. Not everybody can pull it off like Eric Stein.
A pretty distinct possibility of finding out on Celebrity Big Brother season 2.
Eric, speaking of Celebrity Big Brother, did you check out Off the Block with Ross and Marissa?
Oh, no. I've been sticking with On the Block with McCray and Cameron instead.
Have they sued CBS?
I'm surprised you haven't been sued by them.
No.
It's a whole array.
What am I doing?
I don't know. You're stomping on their terrain. Possibly.
We're talking about how much we love it.
It's very true. Very true. No, I have not checked it out yet. Surprisingly, have not been invited to be a guest yet. You know, I do think I think Frank Udy is. I'm still seeing it in Tyler. You know, they don't normally go too far out of the box in their casting, mm-hmm. so they probably. They're both very handsome gentlemen. I'll tell you this much. You know, Tyler's been very interesting for me in the house so far because he's plainly playing the he's doing the most right now, and it's working for him right now. And, you know, there's a possibility that these people are so stupid that he can run with it the entire season. But
you think it'll be short lived?
Thing is, you kind of have to pick your spots, mm-hmm. and he's not doing that. Yeah. You know, the way I see this is, and I know so many of your listeners are avid sports fans, so I'm going to use a sports analogy for you, right? Like, Tyler is consistently going for it on fourth and long from his own 30. Mm-hmm. And so far, he's been converting those first
downs. They say that is actually the ideal strategy. You should never punt.
That's right. And the thing is, in the Big Brother house, I think you got to punt sometimes. You got to get better field position and choose when you're going to go for the scores, right? And Tyler is trying to convert every last first down and score.
Or if this was Celebrity Big Brother and it was a 19-day season, you know, where... Right. That, but I agree with you. I think that he has done too much early on here. And I think that you cannot... And look, we've said it probably with Derek and with Paul and getting to the end. Yeah. But that I think that the odds are against him being able to sustain this for 99 days.
Yeah, it's vaguely impressive, but it could just as easily in week three be like he played like Nick Juhas did. You know, like it's not he's doing a real tight wire app. And I feel like he could get there or he could come crashing down at any time. But I actually I did listen last night to you guys and I actually think there is a great application to his power possibly that no one has discussed so far. Right.
And
I think here's the way to play this power to maximum chaos and effectiveness is that he has allies actually bait an HOH into a backdoor plan where they know behind the scenes that they are actually the HOH is setting up a backdoor of Tyler. And Tyler knows this, and his allies know this, and his allies force this plan on the HOH. But the HOH does not know it. So the HOH is going to put up two pawns, possibly their own allies, to play in the veto with them to be safe, right? And they're going to set up this great week. Tyler, this guy's been playing us all summer long. I'm going to make his jaw drop. I'm going to backdoor him this week, and I'm going to set it up with nothing nominations. And everyone's like, oh, my God, this is so great. We'll stay quiet. You put up these people, will blah, 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 blah. And then they tip off Tyler, or Tyler's fully aware of the plan all along that he's going to be, quote, backdoored. He uses the cloud. The nominees conceivably get stuck on the block.
Well, that's the question there. Now, Eric, I'm sorry. You go into the power of veto, I'm going to nominate you. And then it's just sort of like.
Access. Denied.
All right, nominations are stuck, or do I get to pick another person? Because if you're my ally, now you're on the block.
Right. I think even still, a worst case scenario, so it's like one of Tyler's or their allies goes home, but it would be a real brain breaking for whoever the HOH is. They've set this whole thing up. They've been totally like just mocked and hung out to dry by everybody else. I think that's the fun way to play if you're Tyler, is to be in on your own backdooring and then bust it up.
If there was like some version of the six-finger plan in play, and if Jace was able to be aware of it, this would be a great
And then
FU.
The HOH looks like an idiot. There's steam coming out of their ears. They don't get out the person they want. They lose power the next week.
Especially if you have no other allies in the house. You don't care who else goes up. You're like the last person left from your side.
Yep. This sounds like something that my boy Scotty could implement, possibly. One of the greats. He's on Google, I read. He's one of the best to ever play.
Yes.
This doesn't make sense.
Yeah. All right. Eric, what else? What else do we have to talk about? Anything?
I think we've covered it. How did you feel about the HOH competition becoming Fear Factor? Did you enjoy that?
Oh, I didn't. I thought it was such a convoluted. I know it was people liked it was a fun competition, but I couldn't get past the fact that it was called Vimy Bro. I'm like, what? Why is this, is Vimeo such a like? What that percentage of the Big Brother audience even knows what Vimeo is a thing?
And yeah, to really make, inside shop.
I mean, did 2% of the audience even know that Vimeo is a video sharing website?
Yeah, that got me good as well. I thought it was a little bit fun. I didn't buy into the edit. Like, these guys were not really afraid of reaching their hand down. It's not like, you know, it's not like CBS is going to unleash like a lethal python upon you if you reach your arm in. You know, it's a liability. So I felt like it was sort of corny, a little bit fun. It was okay. I also think one thing that's always noteworthy in these first couple of weeks is that if you survive week one or two, you often get shuffled back to the end of the deck because there's bigger threats and the warring factions start going after each other. So one takeaway I did have from week one and potentially week two is if anyone is saved by the power of veto this week and Sam from last week, I think those people could be settling in for a long run, a summer of Sam 2018 and not the murderer.
Yes. Summer of Sam. Okay. That's what we could be saying at the end of this thing. Wouldn't be surprised to see, you know, Tyler and Sam ending up at the end of the game together. That seems like a likely pair to end up, you know, working it out where she's just at the like final two, happy to be there. He's, rattling off his resume.
Yep. And then she wins by a vote of 5-4.
Okay. All right. So Summerstein, week two has come and gone. Anything else you want to talk about, Eric? Well, you got anything else going on social media?
No.
Follow Eric Stein on Twitter. He is at Eric Stein Tweets. Eric, what is this header on your Twitter page?
I have absolutely no idea. I think there was actually a reason. I think I had something that was like vaguely bizarre or appalling or nondescript or something. And there was like an actual reason I had to send the link to someone at some point for something. So I had to change it to something nondescript. And I believe a Google search, much like Swaggy found a nondescript, search find for my Big Brother game. I think I kind of searched for television and that was the first thing that came up. It was a panic move.
Okay.
Yeah, perhaps I could put up the Summer of Stein banner to promote this.
We don't have a banner, we don't have a song, we don't have anything.
I'm a little disappointed.
The listeners are slacking.
That I may have come back to my own theme song. Like, Taryn has about 5 theme songs by this point. Yeah. You know, it's like, it does not take a lot to get someone of the RJP community to write a parody song.
No. Okay, well, I thought that the listeners would have been on top of that. But bigbrother@robiswebsite.com for
all things. I'm not
going
to lie. I'll write my own if I need to.
Okay, that's what we'll do. That's what we'll do next week. Is Gen City available to help you with that?
Oh, my God. What if I have Adam and Jen do a metal theme for me? This is perfect.
Is Billy Garcia available?
Oh, my God. They're all the greats. Yes. Now we're on to something.
Do you want a metal theme?
It's possible. No, I think that's good. Yeah, I thought about it. Yeah, let's go full metal.
All right, of course, so much more Big Brother still to come this week. The LSC Roundtable. I'll be back again live on Wednesday and Thursday. Don't forget about Taryn's live updates. You can get all that at robinswebsite.com/Big Brother for our Big Brother podcast feed. And then also, if you haven't checked it out, if you want more insanity, Josh Wigler and I simulated a 3-hour Survivor season over this past weekend, which you can also check out on robinswebsite.com. And don't miss anything that's going on at Rob Has a Podcast. Become a part of the Rob Has a Podcast patron community. So much going on there behind the scenes. Go to robhasawebsite.com/patron to learn more about how to support all of the insanity that goes on here at Rob Has a Podcast. And Eric, yes.
Have you considered adding a new tier to the patronage where for a certain level of donation, you can get a life coaching session.
Life coaching from me. Yes. Yes. That's perfect. Perfect. All right. Eric, I thought this might be a fun way to end these shows where much like the Big Brother episodes, you know, you get to hear some thoughts from the important players on the way out the door. I thought that'd be a fun way to sign off and also tease people to come back next week.
I'm game. Sounds good to me.
Okay. All right. So let's give this a shot as we wrap up week two of the Summer of Stein. Eric thinks that he holds all the power on this podcast, but wait until he sees what I have in store for him next time.
If Rob thinks that I'm going to actually show up to record this podcast next Monday, he's got another thing coming. I have a date with JC, an ice cream scoop, a salad tong, and several other kitchen appliances.
Will the Summer of Stein podcast be back for week number 3? And if so, will anybody write a new theme song? Find out next time on Summer of Stein.
And then they got cut to, like, there's some, like, you know, like live action from the house where they're still
people are like crying silently.
I can't believe I have to do this again next Monday.
All right. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.